Hello, my name is Joe Husnine. I'm with People's Media, a revolutionary social media platform. This is my first podcast, by the way. The purpose of the podcast is to educate people and to bring awareness about the atrocities being committed on American people, the injustice being done, how their lives are being slowly destroyed every single day, how trillions have been systematically stolen from the poor and working class and younger generation over the last 75 years. To enrich the few at the top and to expose the truth and the lies and the propaganda of the ruling elites, which I re refer to as evil cabal or the satanic cult. So now, since we just had elections, I want to hit on that subject and emphasize to American people that president has little power, very little power. Elections are sham. US is not a democracy. There's about 100 million eligible voters who did not vote in this election because they do not believe in the current system. And did not want to pick lesser of the two evils. So therefore, I encourage people to join a revolutionary social media platform to do online referendum on key issues, which I'm going to d discuss shortly. And basically, it's a movement for justice and equality and to fight tyranny. So here are some more points. Like I said, US has no democracy. It's insidious oligarchy and kleptocracy. They make profit by creating wars, misery, suffering, and committing atrocities on their own people and around the world. Elections are sham, do not mean anything. As president has a very little power. It's your deep state, your cabal, the cult of the oligarchs that rule the USA. And president cannot address the key issues that I'm going to discuss shortly. Now, presidents come and go, but domestic and foreign policies do not change fundamentally. Presidents serve the interests of their donors, which are the oligarchs who spend billions on presidents and campaigns. And president does not serve the interests of the people, not the people, it's only serve the interests of the donors. Now, after JFK's murder by CIA Pentagon, no president dares to challenge the satanic cult. The other point I'm going to emphasize again is that no matter who wins the election, it'll be business as usual for the unelected bureaucracy, which is a satanic cult that actually runs the government. Poverty, homelessness, wealth inequality, and inflation will continue. War will continue. Drone killings will continue. Surveillance will continue. Censorship of anyone who criticizes the government will continue. The government's efforts to label dissidents as extremists and terrorists will continue. Police shootings will continue. SWAT team raids will continue. Highway robbery meted out by government officials will continue. Corrupt government will continue. Profit-driven prisons will continue, and militarization of the police will continue. If voting could ever really change anything, it would become illegal. So now I'm going to just hit on a couple other points, basically talk about our revolutionary social media platform, which is peoplesmedia.co, and we will present the URL later on. It actually gives power to the people and voice to the poor and working class and younger generation. So I encourage you to join the movement to bring justice and equality and fight tyranny, improve people's lives, and make world a better place. You can find out the truth about how trillions were stolen from the Western population. Why is the wealth inequality the highest in the history of the Western world? As top 1% have more wealth than bottom 90%. Bottom 50% live in poverty. The other 40% are barely surviving. And I've got more stats as well in my message, which I'm going to post later on the BBS Radio website. Our platform will provide tools to do online referendum for 1 billion people living in the West. We're going to start with the US on key issues that currently matter the most. Elections or peaceful protests will never bring real change. This is the only option. All crises, wars, 9/11 hoax, which is used as a false pretext to wage perpetual wars to make profit, 2008 financial crisis, COVID sham, Ukraine war, which is a money laundering scheme. They were all created by design by the ruling elites, who are oligarchs and kleptocrats, in the last 75 years to systematically transfer wealth and power to the top at the expense of poor working class and younger generation. After every manufactured crisis, there is more money printing. Rich get richer, poor get poorer, and middle class gets squeezed. So there's a clear pattern, and it's by design. I've got stats to prove as well. After every crisis, big Wall Street banks and big corporations like BlackRock, they scoop up cheap assets using Federal Reserve's cheap money and enrich themselves while confiscating wealth of the middle and working class. After 2008 financial crisis, Wall Street banks, which are referred to as fraudsters, purchased 10 million foreclosed homes using Federal Reserve cheap money and made hundreds of billions of dollars in profit while 10 million working class Americans lost their homes. Federal Reserve is a scam created by the rich for the rich. It creates wealth inequality and inflation by printing and giving trillions of dollars as free cheap money every year to big Wall Street banks, fraudsters, big corporations like BlackRock, and billionaires to make rich richer at the expense of poor and working class and younger generation. 10% of Americans own 90% of the stock market. Look at the disparity. It is the biggest heist of the last century. The fact that the wealth inequality is the highest in the history of the Western world, it always happens to corruption. Plus, government and government agencies have a lot of power. People have no power. Peaceful protests never bring any change. There's strict censorship. An honest person does not need any censorship. Plus, there's a resistance to any investigation or oversight. Only guilty would do that. Plus, shutting down dissent, what they do is they call it as a misinformation, a disinformation, a hate speech. They destroy lives of dissidents and killing them and their families, calling them Russian agents, national security, or a threat to democracy. They hide their crimes by classifying important information and call it national security issue. It's all clear evidence of wrongdoing if you all put together and warrants thorough investigation. More evidence will be shared through our platform. You can also find out the truth about COVID sham and its origins. Who was funding the development of this lethal virus in Wuhan lab? Anthony Fauci works for Pentagon. Pentagon has got many biological weapons labs still operating around the world. And how COVID sham generated hundreds of billions of dollars in profit for Big Pharma and added trillions to the billionaires' wealth through money printing. There was a massive COVID relief funds fraud that nobody has investigated. It actually created inflation for the poor. Millions lost jobs and millions went into poverty. Small businesses were shut down. Millions died from virus and vaccines, and millions have long-term diseases from virus and vaccines, all just to profit Big Pharma. There was a perfect cure for COVID. It was called ivermectin. It was the news about ivermectin, which is a perfect cure for COVID, and it could have saved millions of lives earlier in the pandemic when there was no vaccine. The news about ivermectin was purposely suppressed so Big Pharma can profit from vaccines. This is huge. I mean, I can't overstate it. Next, I want to talk about this 9/11 hoax. Pentagon, CIA, FBI, and military industrial complex, they orchestrated 9/11 hoax and covered it up and sacrifice lives of 3,000 Americans so they can use that as a false pretext to wage perpetual wars to make profit and plunder defenseless, oil-rich Middle East countries. And that is exactly what happened. After 9/11, Pentagon's budget went up by 10 times to $800 billion, and they had the power to wage war against any country without congressional approval. Government agencies were created like NSA and Homeland Security to do mass surveillance spying on Americans around the world. Government agencies gained a lot of power over people under the false pretense of fighting terrorism. They created and funded terrorism to wage perpetual wars against defenseless, oil-rich Middle East countries so they could plunder those countries. These countries had no reason to pick a fight with U.S. military superpower knowing that their countries will be destroyed. And that's exactly what happened. The whole Middle East is destroyed. Pentagon, CIA, military industrial complex, they made over $20 trillion in profit since the 9/11 hoax. They plundered trillions of dollars from defenseless, oil-rich Middle East countries and killed tens of millions of innocent people and caused destruction worth trillions and displaced tens of millions of refugees. Next item I want to talk about is our jailing and criminal justice system. Basically, the jailing is done in the US, it's done for profit. It's profit-driven prison system. Having outsourced their inmate population to private prisons run by private corporations, this profit-driven form of mass punishment has given rise to a $70 billion private prison industry that relies on the complicity of state governments to keep their privately run prisons full by jailing large numbers of Americans for petty crimes. USA has the highest incarceration rate in the world. I'm going to talk about the online referendum and the key issues, which are very important. So our social media platform will provide tools to do online referendum for 1 billion people living in the West. We're going to start with the 300 million or whatever American population on key issues, such as creation of People's Department of Justice to investigate the evil cabal satanic cult that rules US plus West. Investigate and shut down existing Department of Injustice, existing Department of Injustice, and FBI. FBI is weaponized against the people. They cover up the crimes of the satanic cults and protect them. CIA has got a network of assassins around the world running inhumane torture program. It's got a lot of shady activity around the world. Anyway, next item is investigate and shut down Pentagon. It's an organized murder machine, never passed any audit, has about $20 trillion unaccounted for. Military industrial complex, they create wars by provoking third world defenseless countries in order to make profit and plunder. War is a racket and sum of all evils. Investigate and shut down Federal Reserve, Wall Street fraudsters, and Big Pharma. Shut down mainstream media propaganda machine. Shut down mass surveillance spying program. Shut down censorship industrial complex. Shut down prison industrial complex that makes $70 billion per year using cheap prison labor. Shut down both political parties and all lobbying organizations and create People's Justice Party. Stop all the wars. Minimum wage to be $30 to $40 per hour. Free health care and college education for all. There's enough money. If they do proper distribution of wealth, there's enough money. All the money that's been stolen can be easily used to provide all these facilities to American people. Free health care, education, not a big deal. Universal basic income. We can have that of $3,000 to $4,000 a month. People cannot find jobs. And more importantly, here's the key. There's about $22 trillion that is stashed away overseas in overseas tax-free accounts. We need to bring back those stolen $22 trillion stashed away in overseas tax-free accounts and distribute among poor, working class, and younger generation. We need a complete reform of existing corrupt financial system to eliminate wealth inequality and poverty. We need to completely overhaul reform of criminal justice system. Corrupt prosecutors win 99% of the cases outside of court, not by abusing their power with full impunity, not through court, not through a fair trial system. It's a plea bargain, and they win 99% of the cases outside of court. There's no justice. The police, they need to be reformed police and judicial system. Supreme Court, the highest court in the U.S., they passed a law under Obama administration to allow oligarchs to donate unlimited special interest funds for presidential campaigns. Highly anti-democratic. We need to investigate the campaign money, which is bribes, kickbacks, and blood money of all politicians. They receive millions from oligarchs, AIPAC, Israeli lobby, big pharma, and weapons manufacturers. They pass laws to serve the interest of their donors, not the people. They've sold their souls to the devil. Politicians make millions from illegal stock trading with full impunity. We need to shut down 800 military bases around the world operated by Pentagon. Shut down all the bioweapons labs operated by Pentagon around the world. They want to start another pandemic to make profit. Shut down a whole network of assassins, online agents, hackers, bots, AI tools operated by the satanic cult around the world and is weaponized against the people. Stop funding of all terrorist organizations, the fake NGOs, PR firms funded by CIA, Pentagon for all their shady activities. The results of this referendum and all these issues that I discussed, they will be on the referendum, online referendum will provide the tools. And the results of this referendum will become the law for that country. since it will be the will of the people and can be used to implement peaceful transition into a truly democratic people's government run by honest people, and to completely transform existing evil system into just and fair system. Although issues listed above apply more to US, but there's other Western countries have similar problems can benefit. Our platform will empower and give voice to poor working class and younger generation, provide true freedom of speech. We'll provide one platform, one voice for 1 billion people living in the West for common goal to bring peace, justice, equality, eliminate poverty, oppression, fascism, tyranny, benefit humanity, bring positive change in people's lives and the world in today's dangerous times. The whole world would be a much better place to live for 8 billion people if this satanic cult, which is only a couple of thousand people ruling US and the West, if satanic cult is brought down, which by the way, will stop plunder and death and plunder, death and destruction. And there'll be peace, stability, and prosperity for everybody. So I encourage everybody to unite against the common enemy, the satanic cult. Their business model is plunder, death, and destruction at home and around the world. They are a threat to humanity. Peaceful protests never made any difference and will not change anything. So our platform is the only way for people to gain power and bring down the evil. So join the platform, unite with single voice. Our platform is a communication channel to spread love, light, hope, peace, harmony, stability, and prosperity around the world. All of the social media platforms are under full control of the satanic cult, except X to a certain extent. So this is the only option. And I encourage all the junior personnel from whether police, military, whatever, they should join the movement to, because it's their future, kids' future, future of your country, the world, humanity is at stake. So I encourage everybody to join the movement and stop the evil force before they unleash another crisis like World War III, nuclear war, biological warfare, pandemic, or financial crisis, which they're planning on. When all else fails, they take you to war to keep everybody distracted while they keep plundering. The satanic cult will do anything in order to retain their ill-gotten wealth and power, including impoverishing and enslaving majority of the people with complete social control using AI tools. So it's crucial to stop them now from destroying people's lives. They have underground bunkers already built. So unite against the common enemy and bring peace, justice, equality, positive change. And register on our platform, peoplesmedia.co, and promote to other people. So few last statements. One is it's pretty convincing, is when exposing a crime becomes a crime, then you know you're ruled by criminals, the satanic cult. And that's the situation we're facing. So please spread the message to more people to support the good cause and ask him to spread it further. They cannot shut us down or threaten as long as we stay united. So currently we have an old version of our platform. It's peoplesmedia.co, but we are building a new one with more faster speed enhanced features. It's once we start getting some donations. And one last thing, very important about the inequality. According to the Board of Governors of Federal Reserve System, the wealth distribution is bottom 50% is 3.6 trillion, top 1% is 45 trillion, and top 0.1% has 18.6 trillion. And this is a year old. This is, I mean, a year more than a year old. 2024 actually saw a huge increase in billionaires' wealth. So the top 500 richest people, they have 12 trillion, they control $12 trillion around the world. So that gives you an idea about the huge wealth inequality. It happened by design. It just didn't happen any other way. So I have a few articles and the links that I'm going to post on the website. They're very useful information. So basically what I'll say is time to wake up and stop being deceived by satanic cult propaganda. Evil prevails when good people do nothing. Okay, so I really appreciate everybody who would be listening to this, and I thank everybody and hope people start paying attention to this very important movement. Thank you very much.